Just So Stories by Rudyard Kipling, narrated by Shelley Fraser. This unabridged audiobook was produced in year 2002 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither the recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced without the prior written consent of Tantor Media Incorporated. Please visit our website at www.tantor.com for information on our growing list of audiobook selections. The following author biography excerpt is courtesy of the Books and Writers website. A link to this site is provided at www.tantor.com. English short story writer, novelist, and poet Rudyard Kipling was the first Englishman to receive the Nobel Prize for Literature and was hailed as a literary heir to Charles Dickens. His most popular works include The Jungle Book, Kim, and The Man Who Would Be King. Readers loved his romantic tales about the adventures of Englishmen in strange and distant parts of the world. Characteristic of Kipling is sympathy for the children's world, satirical attitude toward pompous patriotism, and belief in the blessings and superiority of the British rule. Although he was widely regarded as unofficial poet laureate, Kipling refused the honor, as well as the Order of Merit. Kipling was born in 1865 in British-ruled Bombay, India, where his father was an arts and crafts teacher. At age 6, he was put in a London foster home, and it was here that he began writing, influenced by his pre-Raphaelite ancestors. When Kipling was 13, he entered United Services College, an expensive military boarding school. His poor eyesight and mediocre grades ended his hopes for a military career. These years are recalled in a lighter tone in one of his most popular books, Stalky and Company. Kipling returned to India in 1882, where he worked as a journalist, an assistant editor, and an overseas correspondent. 7 years later, Kipling moved back to London and married Caroline Starr Ballastier, the sister of an American publisher and writer. They moved to the United States, but dissatisfied with life in Vermont and distraught by the death of his daughter, Kipling moved his family back to England. Still restless, he poured his energy into writing and produced The Jungle Books. During the Boer War, Kipling spent several months in South Africa. In 1901, he published Kim, widely considered his best novel. Kipling received the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1907. The prestigious prize was awarded for his power of observation, originality of imagination, virility of ideas, and remarkable...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?